Welcome to the Auroville Radio. In our third episode of the Auroville Film Festival segment, we're going to be talking to Tarlok, who is the director of the festival, I've heard. Hi, Tarlok.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay.
So, Tarlok, we're wondering if we could discuss a little more things about the festival, as well as the new happenings, what's going on, crowdfunding, anything new that's been happening, and a little bit about you.
Okay.
Okay. So, when did you move to Auroville?
I first visited Auroville in 74, and then I was staying in Pawnee at the time, and then I moved out to Auroville in 75.
Okay.
Yeah. And I basically, I worked at the school in the beginning, and then I worked at reforestation.
So, you didn't work with films before the Auroville Film Festival began?
No, the first Auroville Film Festival, I started then, so I learned how to edit and everything at the first film festival.
Okay, so this is going to be your fifth film festival because you've been working right from the beginning.
Yes, but I've come in and out of Auroville, so I missed one.
Okay,
but this will be the fourth one I'm attending.
Okay.
And I want to make a little correction in regards to the director. I was the director last year, and I told Krishna, who's sort of the coordinating person, that we needed to share the directorship around so someone else should come in and fill that vacancy. It falls on deaf ears, but I'm glad at least it's on record now with Auroville Radio that I am no longer director. What I am, I'm not sure, because I'm an anarchist, so the last thing I'd want is someone to be a director. But so anyway, I'm just a volunteer.
Okay.
Okay.
And what are you currently working on?
I'm currently working on the crowdfunding. We have a great volunteer who's taken the lead on crowdfunding, but it's a really a very immense undertaking, and I knew nothing about crowdfunding. I've donated to crowdfunding in the past, but I didn't realize what an undertaking it is. So right now we're looking at other groups, organizations that have Facebooks, because what you try to do is you entice them by first just commenting on their materials and then slowly starting to introduce your own materials, and so it's and then you want them to like you and blah blah blah. So there's all these strategies that I'm just learning that this volunteer Ashe is learning about. And then I have to work with another film producer to come up with the campaign video. And so we're working on the concept of that as well.
So I've heard that around 3,000 plus films have been submitted this time.
Yes, that is true. Actually, I think the 3,000, they cut it off at 3,000. And the reason why we have so many, because I actually, earlier on, I was going through their applications, and so you read the synopsis of each film, it has nothing to do with human unity, because most of these films are supposedly about human unity, because they couldn't fit into the Auroville, about Auroville, or by Aurovillians, or by students in the bioregion. Even though they submitted there as well. Some of them submitted their films in all four categories. So what we realized was you need all our, whenever you made an application, they were all free. So the way we realized we have to restrict this, people just sending in all their films that have nothing to do with any of our four categories, is to charge. So even though it looks like we're a very healthy and vital film festival. It's actually, it was a mistake because people just sent in films that had nothing to do with those four categories.
Right. And what are you expecting from filmmakers to submit in terms of quality and content this time?
Well, we really leave that open. We have a very liberal, for the human unity category, which most of the films that are coming from overseas and big productions and little productions are about human unity. And our concept of human unity is not just people-centered or anthropocentric. It also takes in sort of a deep ecology side of it as well, because it also incorporates nature. And so we have a very broad definition of human unity, because it can be plants and people and animals. People and things of this nature. So we don't really try to restrict too much in that way. We would like quality, and I guess that is assured by we have a number of volunteers who view all these movies, 3,000 of them. And so we view them, and then the ones that have something to do with human unity and are okay enough to go to the next category of judges. These judges are all Earl Williams. They have actually been doing it for all, most of them, for all five film festivals, and so they really have a good understanding of quality content for human unity. So then once we screen out the baddies that have nothing to do with it and chuck them, then the other ones that have even a glimmer of hope, then we send that on to these judges that have been doing it for the last five film festivals.
Okay. And for how long has the logo been there?
Okay, so somehow we decided, well, we need a new logo, and it was just put in the news and notes, and one came back, so we jumped on it. But Ashe, our volunteer for the crowdfunding, he actually says, no, this is not right. This looks like a corporate one, and so we should have something more artsy-fartsy. Well, that wasn't his words. But so we're actually going to make another contest, because many people come back in July who have gone overseas and things, or just within India traveling. So
yeah, this is off-season anyway, right now.
Say it again?
No, right now it's off-season anyway.
Yes, right. Mm. So, but now they're coming back. So now that more people are back, or most of people are back, because school's going to be starting soon, we decided that we are going to have another competition and see what our creative Earl Williams will come up with next.
Apart from just screening the films, Orwell Film Festival has a lot to offer in terms of music, food, and art installations. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who makes the art installations? Who handles the music bit? Who handles the food bit?
Okay. So Marco, our resident artist, and he's actually the one who conceived the idea of the art festival, film festival, and he also conceived Cinema Paradiso. So he's has come up with a lot of brilliant ideas that have been institutionalized in Orwellville. And so Marco just puts out to see, because he also created Art Services, which we are under the umbrella of Art Services. Art Services is a very broad over organization, it's not an organization, a collective of artists and things that will do different things for Auroville artists. So Marco just puts out the word saying, okay, we want installations, we're going to give you a very minute amount of money, and you got to come up with this creativity with limited budgets. And so the artists of Auroville always come up with something, and very sometimes inspiring. And, oh, last time, Oak, the person who does not reverse garbage, but I can't remember the actual
upcycling.
Thank you. And she made this beautiful, beautiful installation with lights and everything in
mind. Wow.
Yeah, really, really. Okay, so that's installations. Food, I'm not sure who's the person who's in charge of foods this time. So what happens with the food is that, so during the, there are some viewings during the afternoon and morning. Most of them we try to just, we've tried that in the first couple years, but we realize that there's complaints because some people, they can't get to them then, so we try to do most of our screening in the evening. So we have our food set up so that people can have all these different types of foods, some of them free, and then we have music that goes along with it, and then films. What could be more perfect than all that in one little venue? So, I'm not sure who's doing the food this time, but what happens is people are contacted. Oh, it just goes out in the news and notes, our newsletter, and says, who wants to volunteer and make some different food for the film festival? And so we get all these amazing different things. I think the biggest hit last year was the Youth Center, who provided pizzas for many, many people. And so there was some of us who went around who we go to the different what's the name of it? Units, the different units, and we ask them for donations for the food festival. Well, that's a food festival within the film festival. And so we get food donations, and so we got lots of cheese. And so then they kept providing pizzas. And so that was the biggest hit. But there were lots of really wonderful things that were given out after that. And then the person who's doing the music is Jurian. Like Durian, but Jurian. He's a new Belgian, and he's an entertainer, a musician, and so he's organizing all of that, and he's doing it while in Belgium. And I was really worried about someone doing this organizing in Belgium. So I wrote to him and sent him a long, detailed email, and he came back with a more detailed email saying that he's got it all in hand, and he does have it all in hand. So it looks like it's going to be really a great entertainment. He's having some just youth of Auroville doing band and solos acts as well as Emergence with Krishna and his band. And oh wait, Krishna hasn't said yes yet, but we know Krishna will be very obliging because he's always so obliging. Sorry, Krishna. Okay, and so yeah, so there's lots of things in store for the music, food, and installation part of the festival.
But what about the funds?
Huh?
What about the funds? How's funds, the fun hard going?
We don't want to discuss that. So that's a very important question. Okay, so with funds, right now we have zero budget, and we are. That's why we're doing the crowdfunding, and we're targeting our crowdfunding to raise $7,500. US times 65. I don't know what that is, but that's what we're aiming for. And since we're doing a crowdfunder that's based in America, it goes by dollars anyway. So. Then there, as I said, there's the donations that we seek from Arl Williams themselves, because we set up a little table and we have people donate with the blue sheet, which to some they thought it didn't work last year, but to those of us who actually sat at the booth, I think we raised $500.
Okay.
And we did more than 500, maybe close to 1,000.
Okay.
Then there's the Arlville 50, which is the Arlville...
The 50th annual?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there was this wish list from everybody and anyone who tried to want... We were hoping that the federal government, national government, Delhi, was going to get behind the 50th anniversary, because we all believe that Auroville has a lot to showcase. And so everyone put in their little ask, which was ended up to be a very big ask. And some money has come in. And so now we're, and the powers that may be sort of will allocate.
Okay.
And we hope, we are quite hopeful that some of the money will come through that.
And is the Auroville Film Festival collaborating with other organizations?
Yes, organizations via the food, the entertainment, Kalabumi and Auroville Auditorium, because they provide some of the musical the amps and mixers and everything. And this year, let me go back a little bit on the crowdfunding. So Ashe came up with a good idea, but no one thought it was a good idea until Tom said forcefully, "This is a great idea, we should run with it." And so we've actually designed our crowdfunding around this. Crowdfunding, usually when people give a $10, we're not sure where it stops, $5, $10 donation, then they get something. So we're saying, you give $10 and we will plant you a tree. And so, and the greater, a banyan tree or a mango tree, meaning food as well as medicinal, would be, let's say, $25. Or you could plant many TDF, tropical dry evergreen forests, which is the indigenous flora of the area, and which now only represents 5% of all forests within India, and before this had all of southern India on, and so Auroville is responsible for bringing it back. Before these, they just had these isolated pockets of TDF where sacred groves and inaccessible canyons and stuff, where it was very difficult for livestock to eat, because livestock is one of the main problems with desertification. So, though man is a bigger problem, so I should point the finger at us, man, woman. But anyway, where was I at?
The crowdfunding bit, where...
Yes, okay, so so many of our trees, which we're going to be planting this year, are TDF.
Okay.
So the other person that's collaborating, or group that's collaborating with this, hopefully, is the forest group. So we sent them an email, which they have refused to acknowledge. But so we are very persistent, and we are going to go visit them at this Friday, because the first Friday of every month is the forest group, and present our proposal to them then. Anyway, we're thinking of tying in GPS. So people, when they buy, it's like their little baby that they're buying in the third world, and so they can look after it by seeing the GPS site, and then and as it gets older, it grows, and we take pictures so that people can see it, and blah, blah, blah.
Interesting. Yeah. So each plant is going to have its own GPS?
Well, Tom is working on that.
Okay.
So we will see. But this, one of another community, Sadhana Forest, is doing this with trees they plant in Haiti and Kenya. So, I mean, because now you, with your smartphones, you know, you know the sighting when you just, wherever you are. Yeah. So the technology is available. It's just, you know, then we're going to have to use spreadsheets and blah, blah, blah. So we will see.
Okay.
But we're really happy and want to try this out.
Sounds like a very interesting proposal.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So thank you so much, Tarlok.
Okay, thank you.
And all the best for the Auroville Film Festival.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.